You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of afternoons is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Save 10% during the Beat the Heat sales event. Visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com for details.
Be with the guys, find a time where we've had about a month off to get back together, go some routes. I think the bonding is more important than really the football, but also the time to, throw it around, throw some routes, and just have some dinner and get out in the pool, on the lake. It was a good time.
And you're getting ready to report to training camp. What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, I think just getting back with the guys, seeing the guys. It's been about a month. I'm ready to get back to work and get ready for games almost. We're 2 months out now, and it's coming close. So getting back with the guys and kind of building the bond and building the culture.
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Drake May at the Drake May football camp being interviewed by Mike Reese. And that comment, for some reason, elicited an in-my-ear reaction from Stiz that I'm not going to allow to just go in one ear and out the other. Nope, it's going to go into the microphone. You're going to bring this to the masses. Stiz, tell the listeners what you just said about that comment.
I just feel like, for the past year, all I've heard was, oh, my God, Drake, he's such a good leader. Oh, he's just such a good leader at the podium, just always says the right things. It's like, yeah, I mean, so what? He doesn't say that, I'm going to mess off during offseason. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's not hard to say the right things.
Well, I think
I'm looking forward to getting back with the guys, working out, building chemistry, getting ready to play some games.
There are some players that would disagree with you that sometimes it is hard to say the right things. I think we had an example of one that made his way through town recently. His name was Rafi Devers. And don't give me the English as a second language issue, because he answered a lot of those questions through a translator. He was speaking in his natural language when he said, what, do they want me to play every freaking position? What's next? If the pitcher gets hurt, they're going to ask me to pitch. Like, he said all of that with his translator. And we had the whole issue where people were like, he was mistranslated. And then people hired other translators and said, he cleaned it up for him. It was actually worse the way he said it than what they actually transformed into English. But Stiz, the biggest issue, And Fitzy, tell me if you agree, the biggest issue with this right now is people want to believe in Drake May and his leadership. He offers them hope right now. And that's why we're going to cherry pick the good and ignore the blemishes, because we want to exit what has been, as Robert Kraft said, the worst two-year run in his ownership and one of the worst two-year runs in the history of this franchise. People want to believe, and that's why they are accepting Drake May for his best and not looking for his worst.
I guess that's fair, but I agree with Ted that this year, all right, buddy, this is your time. Show me what you got.
I'm not sure Ted is the one leading that charge.
Oh, he absolutely is.
No, Ted anointed
lose it year for Drake May already?
That's every.
Ted agreed with me. Well, we can check with him tomorrow. But
Ted anointed him a 10 or an 11 game winner. I agree it's a make or break year. And the, you know, the very simple stat that if you're a franchise quarterback, you make the playoffs in your first 2 years. That is the very simple stat in the NFL. And Drake has a lot to prove. And we've also acknowledged his warts, Fitzy, on this show. We've talked about there are little diva tendencies here and there that we don't love from a modern young quarterback.
Don't remind me all the clapback I got for saying he might be a little more sensitive than Pats fans would imagine.
Right. And then I would say that the organization may have acknowledged his sensitivities when they traded
cleared
his competition.
Runway.
Yeah.
Cleared the deck.
Stiz, we've talked a lot about what may be his insecurities or his sort of insufficient makeup and what he's going to be. We've also talked a lot about guy's got freaking great physical tools. He does a great job with the media. You think it's overblown. I think there's guys that screw up when they – hell, I actually think the head coach of the New England Patriots, who had been around pro football for some – 15 years, screwed up a lot when he was answering questions last year. Remember the famous, Drake won the competition, but we're going to start Jacoby. Right there. Let's just start with that. How can you say that as the head coach of a football team? So you think it's easy to answer questions? I think it's harder to answer questions than you think. Dan Ball.
Just to defend my client, Ted told Karen Garigian of Mass Live, quote, whether it comes from leadership, whether it comes from a clutch gene, whether it comes from just being the man, the face of the franchise, I was kind of hoping I'd hear some stories this offseason that he was bringing guys together, that he was throwing with guys. That sounds kind of corny and maybe forced, but the quarterback has to be the CEO. He has to take ownership of the football team, and I don't know if he's fully accepted that part of the job.
Strike that from the record, Your Honor, because when those quotes were read to the person in question, he said, who are those quotes from? So he didn't recall saying them, so
damn,
it's hard
it, you're right.
To have any put any stock in those. But no, this is going to be Stiz. This is going to be an ongoing analysis, and it will start July 23rd, because we will, Fitzy, who's first up the stairs? Who got the loudest cheer? Who's he hanging out with? Is he with McDaniels? Is he not with McDaniels? Is blah, blah, blah. How does he react to an interception? How does he react to a touchdown? We are going to monitor each and every movement that Drake May has this season.
Do you think of all players, not that this was where we were originally going to steer this portion of a six-ring-centric afternoon show, but do you think he, above all people, is the one that is under the most scrutiny, will be scrutinized the most, will be under the microscope more than any other player on the 2025 Patriots?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I don't even really think it's close. There's other options. Like, I think Will Campbell is going to be heavily scrutinized.
Two names jump right to mind. Will Campbell and Steph Diggs.
Yes, but the quarterback is different because – we will scrutinize, I feel like, locally. It might be close, those three, as we scrutinize them. But from a national perspective, the national outlets will care about Drake May way more than Will Campbell or Stephon Diggs. We will have to sort of highlight their successes or failures locally, whereas Drake May is the talking point of the New England Patriots, and it's not even close to me. And that's the good and the bad that comes with the position. That's also why if you succeed – Drake May, they'll probably hand you about $500 million in a couple years. And if you fail, you'll go down as a draft bust that everybody will talk about. It's, you know, great power, great responsibility kind of crap. But the question we asked today, and we will get a little bit more into Drake May here in a few minutes, because we're going to talk about the quarterback position in the NFL, because that ESPN series that we've been following from Jeremy Fowler, in which he polled all the executives across the league, got to the sexiest position today, the quarterback position. And I think it's interesting who the top 10 quarterbacks in the league are, but also where some of those guys ranked on various ballots. I think some ballots had Patrick Mahomes a little bit lower than you'd think. So we'll get to that in a few minutes here on WEI.
Right now.
But right now we asked a simple question, Fitzy. What is the most competitive position on the Patriots roster heading into training camp 2025? Mike Vrabel's first training camp, where I think he wants competition. What's the most competitive position?
Man. I want to say wide receiver, but you know what? I'm going to say that the most competitive position on the roster is also what could very well be the strongest position on the roster. I'm going to go with running back, because I think there are a legitimate number of viable candidates that could be starting for the Patriots, contributing positively. Ramondre Stevenson trying to grasp and hold on to, certainly won't be a stranglehold, the RB1 spot, coming back from last year's disappointing 7 fumbles on the ground. Tough offseason, gets in shape, looks like he's ready to rock. Travion Henderson lighting a fire and nipping at his heels. That's someone I'm going to have both good eyes on as soon as camp opens up next week as well. Antonio Gibson hasn't even been mentioned in the conversation. And last year, he was the better of the two running backs in the second half of the season, plus a couple of rookies and undrafted free agents that are going to challenge for playing time as well. This is going to be, this could be that sneaky strong room I've been talking about for a while. I think it's going to be very competitive and a joy to watch. So I'll go with running backs as the most competitive room in the Patriots.
I think you agree with, I believe it was Rich Keefe who posed that position in the crossover when I said we were going to be talking about this today. And there is definitely good upside.
Yes.
Competitive value, I guess, there. I mean, you could end up with one of those old Ivan Fears rooms where Ramondre Stevenson, Travion Henderson, Antonio Gibson. I'm going to leave your guy out of it for a little bit here just because he has a mullet and a mustache or however you'd like to describe him. But those three right there could all be legit contributors where you could see any guy in the game at any point catching passes, scoring touchdowns. Maybe they share their load almost equally in the, at the end of the year. Between them, they're like a 2,000 total yard trio with a bunch, you know, 20 total touchdowns, something like that. So I don't think that's a terrible answer, but I think your gut instinct, in my opinion, was the first one, and that's wide receiver. I think wide receiver, is just because you're competing.
Did I try to outclever myself
a little bit?
One? Like,
I think you overthought it just a little bit.
I did.
Everything at wide receiver is a competition. Like, I mean, even the guy you just mentioned, Stephon Diggs, is competing to get back to full health, get back on the field, prove he can still be a number one, prove that he's worth the money, prove that he's not done north of 30. And then everything else is roster spots, reps, roles. You got an Efton Chisholm who might be looking to unseat a guy like DeMario Douglas, Pop Douglas, or a guy like me says, nope, Pop Douglas is ready to come out and show you he's going to be 110 target, you know, 85 catch kind of player. You got Jalen Polk trying to prove he's not one of the worst busts in recent wide receiver Patriots history, which is saying a lot for this team. You got Kayshon Booty, who we all like, has upside, you know, started his career great at LSU, but where's he going? Is he going to be an odd man out?
Whose roster is he on come September?
Kendrick Bourne is trying to prove he's still a veteran that in Josh McDaniels' system has had some of his best success. Like, there is nothing that can be taken for granted, except that Mac Hollins is weird. Because if you saw the video of him barefoot at a gas station making the rounds on social media this weekend, the dude is just weird, and I stick with it. He kind of annoys me. It's just too much. Just too much, Mac Hollins.
He can't. Dude just might not like shoes.
Yeah, but it's weird. Okay, you don't like shoes. Why are you at a gas station doing videos? You've made it a thing. You're trying to promote you're the shoeless man. Great. That's already been taken. It's shoeless Joe Jackson. It's not shoeless Mac Hollins.
Shoeless Mac Hollins.
You
there
can't
you go.
Steal
and
it.
Here comes shoeless Mac Hollins.
But I think, you know, as much as I said earlier, we will be watching everything that Drake May does at training camp, and I believe that, we're also going to be watching every wide receiver drill, 7-on-7, 1-on-1s. The Jeff Howes and the Andrew Callahans of the world, Mark Daniels, are just going to be running the... Did you know that Jalen Polk caught 7 of 8 passes thrown his way with one drop, but blah, blah, blah. You got, you know, every single step those guys take as a group is going to be blogged about.
And you can throw another couple names onto the pile as well.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Like, does Javon Baker prove he belongs in the NFL, period, let alone on the Patriots roster? Does he get cut, picked up by another team? Does he end up on the practice squad? Has he matured enough to make a difference?
Does he go work at a rehab hospital because he can make people in wheelchairs stand up?
Right. I mean, my popcorn has gone went stale months ago. I had it ready for him for the longest time. How about Kyle Williams, who in some videos I watched over the weekend was hanging out with Kendrick Bourne and Steph Diggs? Kendrick Bourne showing him how to run an out route in a Josh McDaniels offense, the way that he's not supposed to sell it at the top, but rather soften it up a little bit. And then Steph Diggs saying in a separate video how he's really looking forward to opening both of his toolboxes and saying, I don't know, I didn't know the guy had multiple toolboxes, let alone a single toolbox, saying that he wants to teach guys like Kyle Williams everything he knows. Andy, isn't that exactly what we were hoping for and why we believe the Patriots, in a move of desperation, signed somebody like Steph Diggs rehabbing from an ACL to be wide receiver one and paid him 20-some-odd million dollars so he could do just that? Toolbox open. Kyle Williams, come on in.
On-field toolbox, yeah. I'm not sure I want him to necessarily be the be-all, end-all leader and like, hey, the toolbox. Hey, bring the toolbox to the boat, actually, and put some pink stuff in it. That's a good way to get it on the boat. No one will notice if you carry it in on a toolbox.
It's in the toolbox.
Tell them you're going to fix the engine, and really it's just pink cocaine or whatever the hell allegedly was in that.
A party substance.
Yeah, whatever, party substance. Can you have two toolboxes? Like, he's so good. That reminds me a little bit. You know what that just worried me about? I hadn't heard that clip, Fitzy. That reminded me of when Mohamed Sanu arrived and said, I'm both the juice and the squeeze. Like, when you try to do too much.
Yeah, you can't be the drink and the straw.
No, don't do that. Just be the straw, well, stir the drink, or whatever. But that worries me a little bit. That is he trying too hard now? Is he trying too hard to, like, lean into that? I'm going to be a mentor. I'm going to show these guys the way. You know what I would like Stephon Diggs to do? Get open, catch the football, and be the guy that caught, what was it?
Just leave it at that, right?
Yeah, 47 passes in 8 games last year. Let's double that. Let's play 16 games. I'll let you miss one. And let's catch somewhere in the realm of 94 balls. And if you teach Kyle Williams nothing, I will deem that a successful season in New England. I'll be happy to just take that. But those guys are going to compete. You also have Todd Downing, who is coaching them. That's an interesting aspect of this because he's a former coordinator. He has thoughts on offense. How does he marry it up with Josh McDaniels? So I do. I think wide receiver is a very competitive position. Not the only one, though. I'm going to throw one out there that ties into something you were emailing on the chain about. I think the interior offensive line is very competitive in a weird, like, who's the center and the left guard? I think we've given right guard to Mike Onwenu because
he may squeeze his way out of there if he's not in the best shape.
Squeeze his way out. That's going to have to be a big hole to get out of anyway. Tackle is pretty much locked in, I think we would say, right? So it's
Morgan Moses and Will Campbell is, if healthy, they're starting. Two spots on the roster.
If they're
sure.
healthy, they're starting. But that interior line, we still have Cole Strange that everybody wants to be something and bring value. We have Garrett Bradbury, who is a new center who wasn't a good center in his last stop kind of guy.
No, Minnesota was more than willing to move on from him as quickly as possible, making him the stop. He is as if we were doing a list of stopgap players that'll be here in 2025, and that's probably all, folks. I think Garrett Bradbury would be right at the top of that list.
So your guy, who Mike Reese wrote about on his ESPN notes, can I critique Mike Reese's ESPN notes just real quickly?
Could you come for Always. A national treasure like Mike Reese?
There is no further proof that we're in the dead time of the NFL that Mike Reese's notes in recent weeks have either been 5 or 6 notes. He is usually 9 or 10. So that is just proof that if Mike Reese can't stretch it out to 9 or 10 these weeks, there's not a whole hell of a lot going on in the National Football League. But he wrote about Patriots rookie center Jared Wilson. Some people think, am I crazy, Fitzy? Have I read this? Some people think this could be one of the steals of the draft, Jared Wilson. Okay.
Correct.
So Jared Wilson, I he's a center. Okay, he's a center out of Georgia. My biggest takeaway from this story was that his coach at Georgia blocked for Bo Jackson at Auburn, but that's just me being the biggest Bo Jackson fan on the face of the planet.
Dude must be a hoss.
That's awesome. If you can't, you play the position, teach it to him, the whole Ted Williams thing, whatever. But do you think this guy could end up being the starting center? We talk about Bradbury. We talk about Cole Strange, who they've tried to start at center at various times. Do you? I know you're hot and bothered that you think this guy could be an impact contributor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I absolutely do. Dude, he's a beast first and foremost. Everyone could, so many draft guys couldn't believe that he fell all the way to the third round. Some had him with a first round label, first round grade talent. And also, Andy, who does he have to beat out? Ben Brown? Garrett Bradbury? Cole Strange?
Ben Brown. I forgot about Ben Brown.
Yeah, remember good old Ben Brown?
Yeah, not really. I kind of literally forgot about
Ben Brown.
Some of
these guys might be competing for left guard or even right guard reps, depending on
or left out, if you know what I'm saying. So offensive line, I would put in there. Another one that we don't need to get too deep in the weeds with. I also think the depth at cornerback, something Ted brought up the other day. We all like the top two corners. You got Carlton Davis, and you obviously have Christian Gonzalez, top 100 NFL player, all pro.
Slot there, guy?
Well, Marcus Jones, you know me, I don't believe is a great slot corner. I think he's a capable slot corner. But I think those next depth cornerback battles could be really interesting as you fill out whatever it's going to be, four, five, six cornerbacks, depending on how the overlap
Alex
with the
Austin,
safety position.
Isaiah Bolden,
yeah, all those
Marcellus
guys.
Dial.
They've
could
all made plays.
Pops.
Yeah, they've all made plays over the years. And the other thing about those guys that you tend to watch their competition closer is it's easy. It's happening with one-on-ones with wide receivers. You're already watching the wide receivers, and then you start noting, hey, how come Alex Austin has knocked down three passes intended for Stephon Diggs today? And you start talking about Alex Austin because of that. So it's going to be a very competitive training camp. It's going to be interesting, but I think we start with the wide receiver position and go downward from there. If that's not a competitive position, that's bad news, because it's certainly not an overly skilled position. It's not overly top-heavy, so it sure as heck better be competitive. You better get some of those fourth, fifth, sixth receivers looking like they should be two or three receivers, or this team could have a problem.
And bigly and quickly as well. I would, yeah, receiver for sure. Running back, plus side, more upside for sure. Interior offensive line. Shout out real quick also, maybe just maybe safety. Because we know what two guys are going to be the thumpers back there with Duggar and Peppers. But then, signing Marcus Epps from the Raiders, who McDaniels had coached previously, you've got Del Pettis, Jalen Hawkins, and the 26-year-old wonder rook, Craig Woodson as well. Who's going to be the free safety? Where's the depth going to come from? I think that'll be, I would say, if you've got time, if you want to look away from the receivers in the interior offensive line, maybe keep an eye on safety.
Up next on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to talk about the quarterback position across the league and where Drake May might fit into the rankings. But more importantly, who are the 10 best quarterbacks in football? And just how low did one executive have Joe Burrow? I'm a big Joe Burrow fan, and I will not be here for this. Joe Burrow was ranked way too low on at least one ballot. We'll talk about quarterbacks next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox won their 10th game in a row on Sunday as they completed the four-game sweep over the Tampa Bay Rays. The final score was 4-1. Brian Baio with his 6th win of the season. Aroldis Chapman with his 17th save. The Sox enter the All-Star break in 3rd in the American League East and in the 2nd wildcard spot, one game behind the Yankees. The two teams are currently tied in the win column after the end of the first half of the season. In other Sox news, the team draft the following players in the first three rounds of the 2025 MLB draft. Yesterday, 15th overall, they took right-handed pitcher Kyson Witherspoon out of Oklahoma. Then in the second round, 33rd overall, they took right-handed pitcher Marcus Phillips out of Tennessee and infielder Henry Godbout out of Virginia. Then in the third round, 87th overall, they took right-handed pitcher Anthony Ianson out of LSU. The Home Run Derby is tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPN. The betting odds are as follows. Cal Raleigh is your leader at plus 300. Then it's O'Neill Cruz plus 330. James Wood plus 400, Byron Buxton plus 850, Matt Olson plus 900, Junior Caminero plus 950, then it's Brent Rooker at plus 1,000, and finally Jazz Chisholm at plus 1,400. The All-Star game is tomorrow night, also at 8 p.m. The Celtics beat the Knicks 94-81 in summer league play yesterday. Charles Bassey led the way with 22 points off the bench. The Seas visit the Miami Heat tonight. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. And from around the league, the Mavericks are shutting down Cooper Flagg for the remainder of the NBA summer league. He scored 31 points on Saturday against the San Antonio Spurs. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
The Red Sox Station.
Go Sox, let's go, baby.
I love the Red Sox.
WEEI.
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 New England Sports Original.
It's a fact.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.